Let's take a look at high school track first. Lots of sports last night locally in high school track and field. The Tiger Night Relays up in Carroll saw the Atlantic Boys win the boys section of that meet with 161 points. Kemper Catholic with 128 second. Denison, Carroll, Greene County, and Abe Lincoln round out the rest of the field. Some of the top performers for the Atlantic Boys last night, as Atlantic finished third in the sprint medley relay, Phoenix Shadden and Bradley Dennis were 2 and 3 in the 3,200 meter run last night. Atlantic won the 4x800 meter relay. Atlantic also second in the shuttle hurdle relay. Dylan Sontag and Jaden Barnwell had second and third place finishes in the 100-meter dash last night for Atlantic. Also for the boys, the distance medley relay team placed second. The 4x200-meter relay team was a winner. Also, a 400-meter dash, Grant Reed of Atlantic, the champ, and Zeke Whetstone right behind him in second place. Reed also was the champ in the 110 hurdles, with Drake Roller placing third. Phoenix Shadden placing third in the 800-meter run. Tyler Moen was the runner-up in the 200-meter dash. Reed also wins the 400-meter hurdle event last night. Jackson Eden took the championship in the 1600, with Bradley Dennis placing third for Atlantic. Also, Atlantic won the 4x400-meter relay event last night on the boys' side. Girls' side, Denison wins the team title with a 105 total. Dallas Center Grimes with 98. Creston 93, the top three teams. Atlantic placed seventh overall. Some of the top finishers for the Atlantic girls last night, the girls 4x800-meter relay team placing third. They were second in the shuttle hurdle relay last night. Also for the Atlantic girls, a fourth-place finish for Madeline Kickland in the 100-meter hurdles. Atlantic also on the girls' side got a third-place finish from Anna Lowry in the 400-meter hurdles last night. Atlantic also was fourth in the 4x400-meter relay event. Cheyenne Elliott placing third in the shot put, just ahead of her teammate, Sydney Swoboda, who placed fourth for the Atlantic girls last night. Also, Griswold hosting its boys' Tiger Relays last night at the boys' Class A division. It was St. Albert with 169 points, the champs. Griswold placing second with 120 points. Fremont Mills, Audubon, Riverside, Bedford, the rest of the field. Among the champions last night locally, Griswold's A.J. Hartman won the 100-meter dash. Also, David Thompson of Griswold took the 800 meters. Nolan Smith of Audubon, the champ in the 110 hurdles. Josh Brownlee of Griswold won the 1600. David Thompson of Griswold wins the 3200. Nolan Smith of Audubon took the 400 hurdles title. Also last night, some of those local results, Griswold winning the 4x100-meter relay. Audubon taking the title in the shuttle hurdle relay last night. In the boys' AA division in Griswold, Trainer with 153 points, the team champ. Clarinda with 110 was second. Underwood, Shenandoah, Logan Magnolia, Southwest Valley, Tri-Center round out the field. Some individual winners last night. Brett Daly of Trainer took the 100-meter dash title. He also took the 200-meter dash championship. Also last night from around the area, Trey Castle of Trainer took the 1600. Jerry Jorgensen of Trainer the 3200 meters. Underwood's Brandon Magnuson won the discus event. Trainer's Dylan Fauble took the high jump title. Drake Johnson of Logan Magnolia won the shot put. Trainer also got relay wins in the 4x200, the 4x400, the shuttle hurdle, and the distance medley. Underwood took the 4x800-meter title in that meet last night. Timberwolf Invitational at Corning last night. This was a girls' meet. Shenandoah wins with 164 points. Griswold, the runner-up, with 61. Red Oak, Clarinda, Nottoway Valley round out the top five teams in that meet last night. Taking a look at some of the local winners last night, Red Oak's Dewey Boy was a winner in the 400-meter dash. Joanna Topham of Griswold took the 800-meter run last night. Also, Joanna Topham took the 1,500-meter title. Also, locally, among those top finishers last night, the winners in some of those events, it was Nottoway Valley winning the 4x200-meter relay event last night, and they also took the sprint medley relay championship in that meet. Council Bluffs girls track invitational last night saw Abraham Lincoln win with 151.5 points. Logan Magnolia with 89 and Glenwood with 89 were tied for second place. Lewis Central and Harlan round out the top five. Among some of the winning participants last night locally, Violet Lapke of Logan Magnolia wins the 800-meter run. Taylor Spohr of Loma took the 1,500 meters. Harlan's Chloe Hansen wins the 400 hurdles. Gillian Strait of Harlan took the discus title. Also last night among the locals, Harlan wins the 4x1 and the 4x200-meter relays. Logan Magnolia took the title in the 4x800-meter relay last night. Also down in Sydney, the Cowboy Invitational. The final team standings saw Sydney win with 171 points. The Glenwood Junior Varsity with 109 placing second. East Mills with 92 points was third. Essex and Stanton round out the top five teams in that field last night in Sydney. Also, another high school sports last night, girls tennis. It was Clarinda Downing Atlantic 8-1, Shenandoah over Harlan 9-0, Red Oak 6-3 over Lewis Central, Creston beat Audubon 9-0. Boys tennis, it was Atlantic over Clarinda 8-1, Harlan over Shenandoah 5-4, Red Oak 6-3 over St. Albert. Red Oak also posting an 8-1 win over Lewis Central. Glenwood beat Thomas Jefferson 9-0, St. Albert over Lewis Central 7-2, and it was Creston over Audubon 9-0 last night. Also in high school girls golf last evening, Atlantic defeating Clarinda 167-213. Atlantic swept the top two spots. Brooke Newell was medalist with the low round of 33. Bailey Newell had a 41 last night for runner-up honors. Also, Cam defeated Coon Rapids Bayard 217-268. Sammy Jotty of Cam was the medalist, shooting a 44. Tri-Center beat Missouri Valley 241-245. Shenandoah downed Abraham Lincoln 192-247. Creston beat Southwest Valley with a 184. Southwest Valley didn't have a team score. Kemper Catholic beat Denison 181-218. Van Meter won a triangular with a 235 to beat Nottoway Valley at 263. And West Central Valley is shot 271. In boys golf last night, it was Atlantic over Clarinda 142-151. Atlantic had the top two spots. Medalist Jake Olson of Atlantic with a 32. And the runner-up Ben Reno shot a 35 for the Trojans last night. Also in boys golf, it was Coon Rapids Bayard edging Cam by a couple of strokes, 173-175. Tri-Center beat Missouri Valley 197-227. Glenwood wins a three-team meet with a 154 to beat Nebraska City, who shot 191, and Plattsmouth, who shot 198. Van Meter topping Nottoway Valley with a 195. Nottoway Valley didn't have a full team score. In high school soccer last night, in boys' action, it was St. Albert edging Atlantic 2-1. AHSTW over Missouri Valley 6-0. Abe Lincoln beat Riverside 5-0. Tri-Center over Underwood 2-1. Glenwood beat Kemper Catholic 3-1. Creston over Indianola 2-0. Denison beat Harlan 4-0. In girls' soccer, it was Tri-Center over Underwood 6-2. Trainer beat Riverside 10-0. Nottoway Valley West Central Valley, Adair Casey Guthrie Center, beat Kemper Catholic 3-1. And it was Denison over Harlan 8-4 in girls' soccer last night. Well, Jet Bandy, Eric Thames, and Travis Shaw each hit homers, helping the Milwaukee Brewers beat the St. Louis Cardinals 7-5 last night. Bandy hit a two-run homer in the sixth. Thames put Milwaukee up with a two-run shot in the fifth, and Shaw's three-run blast in the first made it 12 consecutive games going yard for the Brewers. They lead the majors with 32 home runs. Matt Carpenter had a solo homer in the ball game in the top of the fifth for the Cardinals. Elsewhere in the National League, Philadelphia beat the New York Mets 6-4, Washington 3-2 over Atlanta, San Diego beat Arizona 4-1. In the American League, Delino DeShields had an RBI single with one out in the 13th inning to score Joey Gallo from second base, and the Texas Rangers beat the Kansas City Royals 1-0 last night. Also in the American League, Boston over Toronto in 10 innings, 4-1. Cleveland beat Minnesota 6-2. Tampa Bay over Detroit 8-1. Houston beat the LA Angels 2-1. Oakland 9-6 over Seattle. In interleague play, Baltimore beat Cincinnati in 10 innings 2-1. Pacific Coast League baseball, New Orleans beat Iowa 7-3. Omaha 5-3 over Round Rock last night. In the NBA playoffs, Cleveland beat Indiana 119-114. Go up 3-0 in that series. Milwaukee's up 2-1 in their series with Toronto after a 104-77 win last night. Memphis 105-94 over San Antonio. Spurs still lead that series 2-1. In the National Hockey League playoffs, Pittsburgh beat Columbus 5-2 last night. The Penguins advance with a 4-1 series victory. The New York Rangers beat Montreal in overtime 3-2 to go up 3-2 in that best of seven. Nashville beat Chicago 4-1 as they win that series 4-0. And Edmonton over San Jose in overtime 4-3. The Oilers have a 3-2 lead in that series. Well, the Iowa football team used to complete spring drills with an open practice, but with the chance to gain some exposure on the Big Ten Network and the hopes of attracting a larger crowd under the lights, Hawkeye coach Kirk Ferentz has altered the format as they close out spring practices tonight.
We'll play it as a game without kicking. There will not be live kicking. We'll just place the ball. We will punt the ball but not return them, and we'll kick field goals, that type of thing. Plan to play 15-minute quarters, running clock, outside of two-minute situations both halves. Hopefully we'll get a chance to practice some two-minute situations, and if we have to manipulate things a little bit, we'll go ahead and do that.
Ferentz hopes a night game will add to the atmosphere.
Part of our thinking about doing the Friday night game, having an opportunity to do that, hopefully good from a recruiting standpoint, but also we're anxious to see just what the fan experience is. And it seems like night games over there have been received pretty favorably. So try it in the spring, and we'll gauge it afterwards what it feels like.
Meantime, Iowa offensive coordinator Brian Ferentz says a new starting quarterback won't be selected until fall camp. Junior Tyler Wiegers and sophomore Nathan Stanley are competing to take over for C.J. Beathard. Ferentz says both guys are capable of leading the offense.
It's not a matter of, boy, neither of these guys are really coming along, so we don't want to play with them. It's a matter of both these guys are doing a nice job. No one's a clear-cut favorite. Let's continue to work them and continue to push them forward.
Of course, they'll know a little more after tonight's spring game. That is a check of sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.